Hello everyone and welcome to Zeta Radio. Today is my greatest pleasure to have with us Gabriele Baldoni. Gabriele Baldoni is the Zeta platform architect here at ZetaScale, and today we're going to discuss Zeta and its application in automotive, robotics, and well beyond. So Gabriele, to begin with, can you please introduce yourself or give some additional information about yourself to our audience?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, thank you, Angelo, for the introduction. I'm Gabriele Baldoni. I work as architect for the Zeta platform. My background is mostly on virtualization and software-defined networking and everything that has to do, let's say, to homogenize the connection and the cloud-to-thing continuum. So today I'm going to introduce you to the Zeta platform and everything that is related to robotic and automotive and all the problems that Zeno and the Zeta platform solves.
And by the way, as you mentioned, virtualization and obviously, continuum in a way or another, perhaps few people know that you were the guy behind FogOS, but that's another story, perhaps for another webinar. But in a way, I mean, for those that are familiar with FogOS, we'll see the connection and, all the work and the experience that you did in that context, how that capitalized and is capitalized perhaps on the Zeta platform. So, in one sentence, what is Zeta?
So I would say Zeta is our magic wand. It's something that allows us to facilitate the management, deployment, and configuration of Zeno application across the cloud-to-thing continuum.
Only Zeno applications?
Not only. I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg. When you start, you just see, let's say, Zeno application, but furthermore, you can also configure bridges to NQTT, to DDS, or even to ROS2.
Exactly. And so that is, we'll get there. We'll get there in a moment. So I liked the magic wand that reminds me of Harry Potter. But so what is special about the Zeta platform? I think there are several things. So, but for you, what is the feature that is the closest to your heart or that you think, this is super cool?
So I think one of the coolest features that we have in the Zeta platform is first the possibility to see your actual Zeno network, or not only Zeno network, in the case you have DDS or NQTT things connected, but also the fact that it simplifies everything that is about managing Zeno. So with a few clicks, you can create your Zeno infrastructure across the world. You can get automatically configuration for security with TLS and mutual TLS. And of course, you can also get automatic connectivity with not only, let's say, the plain TCP and TLS, but also with QUIC, which solves a lot of issues, especially in the automotive context.
And in general, I think QUIC is a very good solution when you have interactive communication over the internet, right? I think we've seen, and as you
indeed
mentioned, we'll probably dig in some automotive use case coming next. I think another aspect that is quite powerful of the Zeta platform is that indeed it allows you to very easily configure, provision, deploy Zeno infrastructure in a cloud independent manner and covering on-prem, because all of a sudden, right, it's just as you said, a few clicks and there you go, you have your infrastructure running in the continuum from the data center down potentially to your device, which is super powerful, and it takes care of security, takes care of connectivity of everything, quite powerful. So there was, we have regular releases, so it's almost a rolling release for the Zeta platform. In our latest, in the last year, which what do you consider were the most important feature that were added and what's coming next?
So indeed, as you say, it's kind of rolling release. So as soon as we have a feature, we try to release them as it is available, so which makes sense at the end. People need to use it, so it's good to have something that always evolves during time. The most important feature I think that we just released, as I said, is the support for QUIC, because it solves a lot of issues, especially with devices connected through 5G or 4G networks, or in general, device that moves that are not only connected through a single endpoint. Also, we introduced the support of the latest Zeno release. And one thing that is really, really interesting that just landed on the platform is the support of metrics. So as a user, I can see exactly how much data I'm using for each Zeno router or across my platform. In the future, we plan to have support not only for to improve the support for on-premises deployment with the addition of supporting on-premises Kubernetes clusters, which means that user can just add their own cluster to the platform, and via few clicks, the deployments will be completely automated on-premises, which I think it's very powerful.
It is.
Another feature that, of course, we are going to support new releases of Zeno as soon as they're out. And we are going also to introduce the support for more fine-grained control of the resources of our routers. So as of today, you get routers with a specific amount of resources. In the future, we are going to work to have scalability, but also provide you a simplified deployment via the definition of point of presence. So you could say, I want my Zen infrastructure to be present in Europe with 3-4 routers redundantly, and then we are going to take care of all the connectivity of all your point of presence across the internet.
Cool. So let's now explore some of the advantages that the Zeta platform brings to some deployment use case. So most of the vehicle to infrastructure, what is usually called V2X communication today, is using MQTT. And I think we've, you know, discussed with lots of our user or interested parties that are struggling with MQTT for a couple of reasons. Scalability, because of the single broker, latency, and then they are troubled by the congestion control that is induced by TCP/IP. How can the Zeta platform solve these problems for the automotive industry today?
So as you mentioned, in the platform or in Zeno in general, we have support for MQTT Bridge, which means that you can deploy something that is able to bridge between Zeno and MQTT. So as you said, people nowadays, especially in automotive, are using MQTT to collect telemetry data, and all the data is being streamed to the cloud, which means that if my car is outside of connectivity, all of a sudden I'm losing telemetry data. And in general, as MQTT is based on TCP, you pay the cost of congestion control in a mobile network, which is not negligible. So with the Zeta platform, what you could do without changing actually your application inside your car, you can get an MQTT bridge connected to the cloud. Your application inside your car will talk with this local MQTT bridge. And then the MQTT bridge can talk to the platform via QoIC. QoIC is a protocol that was born a few years ago now that is actually based on top of UDP, but provides features that are nice to have, like reliability and a bit of congestion control, not that much. And it comes by default with TLS, which means that in this case, you can have your, let's say, unsecure communication within your car via MQTT and normal TCP. And that data will stay local to the car unless there is some subscription on the cloud. And then from the car, let's say from the MQTT bridge to the platform or to other cars or in general to the infrastructure, that can go through QoIC, which is mobile network friendly, and it's secure by default, because it comes always with TLS and data, so it's encrypted, yeah, which is very important in mobile networks.
And by the way, in this case, in this deployment, right, if we were to have a single router on the cloud, it would be a similar architecture and you would be just taking advantage of the inherent, you know, higher performance of Zeno. But I think it's worth pointing out that Zeno has no topological constraint. So if a car manufacturer was working with some telecom or operator that had MEC, we could potentially deploy routers along the on MEC, right, on mobile edge computing nodes, and have further decentralization. And that could help with V2X latency, especially in coming up scenario where you will need to share information with the close by car. Things that you could trivially do with Zeno, right? It's just a deployment exercise, but couldn't do so easily with other technology, isn't it? What is your take on that?
Yes, it's. So actually, we did some trials with the actual 5G infrastructure and MEC nodes, thanks to a European project, which is called Daemon, and one of our partners there, that is IMEC. And what we tested in that case was exactly what you mentioned. So we had this 5G infrastructure, we had some computing in the car, which in this case was either an MQTT bridge or directly at Zeno application, then was communicating with routers that were inside the telco infrastructures, so inside the MEC. And this allows us first to show that Zeno is capable to run on those kind of scenarios. And also we use that trial to measure everything that is also related to migration, because a car, by definition, is not a static object. It's something that moves. So if you're moving, let's say, from Paris to Nice, you will like your data to not always go to Paris. Actually, you will like your data to go to the closest Zeno router. And thanks to Zeno, this is possible. And it's actually something that we measured in that trials that shows us that Zeno is really capable of deal with mobile devices in general and also with mobile networks.
And again, as Zeta is based, or the backbone of Zeta is Zeno, then all of those nice features are readily available in the Zeta platform.
Exactly. So, they come from free with a nice interface. You can say, I want to deploy my router in the MEC in Nice. Done.
So in a way, we could say that Zeta is really democratizing the access to Zeno, because Zeno is simple for the programmer as a very simple API. But obviously, if you need to deploy an infrastructure, right, that gets intricate, because then you have to deal with, managing a potential being cloud independent, and what happens if something fails, and so on and so forth. And all of that, for all of that, there is Zeta, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. So we got from developers that Zeno API is very easy to use, but we got the feedback that managing a distributed infrastructure or a decentralized infrastructure is not easy. So that's why we built Zeta, to democratize the management of such a decentralized and distributed infrastructure.
Yeah. Okay. So something else I would like to, you mentioned very clearly, but I just want to make sure that's crystal clear for all of our listeners, is that when you mention Zeno plugin or the bridge supported by the platform, right? The plugin or the bridge supported by the platform, those don't require any code change. That's the power, right? You take a car today, you take a robot today, you deploy an image that was generated by the pass with the proper configuration, and you have no programming connectivity through the Zeta platform by leveraging Zeno, that is secure, that is performant, that is cloud independent, and so on and so forth. That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, but it's the reality. So the idea there that we have in general is to separate the development phase, in which you test, you write your own application, from the deployment phase. Because, okay, I can write my code that, for instance, let's imagine in the case of a car, I would like to have something that gets data out of the cameras connected to the car, stream this data somewhere, and then maybe there is an AI algorithm that it's able to detect objects. That's a very common use case, especially in autonomous driving. Technically, the bits and pieces that compose this use case, they don't need to know where the data is coming from. They just need to know, okay, I'm interested in frames, and I will send out frames with annotation, or I'm just sending the object detected. So as a developer, the developer will write those things. Then when it's time to deploying, there is no need actually to touch the code. The code is there, the code was tested, the code may be certified, it's already running. And thanks to Zeta, what you'll do, just download a different configuration for all your different components. And with a few clicks, you have your things running either inside the same car, either you can decide to put some things on the edge, some things on the cloud, in a way that is completely transparent for the application.
Okay, very good. So, by the way, you are going to defend your PhD pretty soon, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Will you talk a little bit about Zeta and your PhD?
I think there are a few things that I did in my PhD that were, as you mentioned, focus in the past, that is now linked underneath Zeta, at least part of it.
Yeah. So congratulations again. I think that's I'm very proud of you, very proud of this achievement. So, that's a great step. And so before we close, thank you very much for being with us today. I hope that you're having fun in ZetaScale. Don't know if you want to share anything on that.
Yeah, so first, thank you very much for this invitation. Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun in ZetaScale. I think that what we did is not only interesting, but is also solving real problems. We are not just doing technology for the sake of doing technology. We are actually solving problems that people are telling us, oh, thanks to Zeno, thanks to Zeta, now I can have this use case that before was just simply not working.
Yeah, and I think this time, so one of the problems that we have had in the past, right, and I think we've seen a couple of times, is that we have solved problems sometimes too early.
That's true.
Right, which is a paradox, because if you are too early, then you're talking to yourself. And we have seen evidence of that recently, haven't we?
Exactly, yeah.
That now, we were much closer to the to actually the, you know, a wider majority of people realizing certain problems, certain challenges. So I think there is a great opportunity. So once again, thank you for your great contribution, and looking forward, you know, to build far more or more, even more useful and incredible software. So thank you, Gabriele. Great pleasure having you on Zeta Radio, and you know, maybe we'll have a chat pretty soon.
Yeah. So thank you very much.
And thank you everyone for listening. See you soon, guys. Bye.